Drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. Drinking from the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Drinking from the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found, until the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water did abound. And they are abounding right now, right here and right now. You want more? Lift your hands one more time. Say, Lord, more. I just want more of you. Fill me up, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. Lord, I want to overflow for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift praise to the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. We give you praise. We give you honor. For you reign on high, Lord. Hallelujah. And you will reign over all the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I need is more of you. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord can lift you up above every problem you have. And so you can see things from heaven's perspective. You need to see things from His perspective. Hallelujah. And there's no problem too big for Him. There's no sorrow too deep. There's no mountain too tall that He can't move it. Amen. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. He said, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. This is the refreshing, the rest. Thank you, Lord. You need healing today? Would you just stand up? You need healing today. Hallelujah. Anybody need healing today? Hallelujah. Okay, you see those that stood up, took the step. All right, now by faith, let's lay our hands and speak to that thing and command it to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom. Today, break it in Jesus' name. Bless her, Father. Bless her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. He reigns. He reigns. Jesus the Lord. He reigns. He reigns forevermore. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't give up. There's a song years ago said, don't give up on the brink of a miracle. Amen. Believe. Good things come to those who wait. They who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Spend time. Recharge. Hallelujah. We sang that song years ago. Take me into the Holy of Holies. It says, take me past the outer court into the holy place. Past the crowds of people. Lord, I want to see your face. Amen. So we want to get into that place with him. Hallelujah. Where the waters run deep. Amen. Now, there are those who are satisfied just to splash around in the kiddie pool to get their ankles wet or whatever. But then there are those who say, Lord, I want to go deeper. Amen. Because it gets better and better as you go deeper and deeper. Because you're entering into the heart of God and you're experiencing the love that is beyond anything you can comprehend or even explain or express in human terms or in our language. Amen. But to touch the heart of God is to touch life. Amen. And we want to be changed. And we're changed in his presence. Hallelujah. As we behold him, we become like him. Title of the message this morning is The Sacrifice and the Overflow. Psalms 23 and 5 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Where? In the presence of my enemies. In other words, there's a table set before you. You have access to a banquet in the presence of your enemies. So in other words, while you walk in this world, God has provided something for you, amen, and access to him to come into his presence, to dine at his table, and everything that you have need of, he freely gives. He will satisfy you. And the enemy cannot touch that. And he cannot stop you unless he can talk you out of it. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And it says, you anoint my head with oil. Now, why did the shepherd anoint the sheep with oil? How many know why? You know why he anointed the head? Yeah, it was to protect the sheep from parasites, sometimes in the nose and in the head, from the bugs and the fleas and the whatever, the gnats that would bite at them and torment them. So the anointing would protect the head of the sheep. So it is the anointing of the Holy Spirit that brings us, amen, peace of heart, peace of mind, protects us from the enemy. So the Lord anoints. He is the high priest, amen. He pours the holy oil upon his body and upon the head to keep us in peace. Regardless of what's happening around us, there is a supernatural peace. It's the peace of the Lord. Amen. And God wants his people to walk in that peace. And in order to receive that peace, you've got to get out of your head and into his heart. You've got to get past you and you've got to go after God and seek his heart. Do you want to know what the will of God is for your life? Well, you need to know the heart of God in order to know the will of God. Because there's a connection between the will of God, amen, and the heart of God. All right? The will of God is what God desires. Amen? The will of God is what he desires. Do you know what pleases the Lord? How many would agree it's a good idea to find out what pleases the Lord? Know what pleases the Lord. Amen. Seek his heart. Lord, what can I do for you? How can I live my life in such a way that it would please you, that it would bring honor to you? The Lord wants his people to overflow with his presence. Yeah. Just a little dab is not going to do you guys. You can't live off yesterday's bread or last Sunday's sermon, amen? You've got to come to the Lord yourself, and you need to know how to dine at his table, and you need to know how to get refreshed in him, amen? It's important that we gather, amen? But just gathering once a week or once in a while is not going to sustain you. The reason why so many people struggle so much is because of a lack of fellowship, Christian fellowship, and meeting together with brothers and sisters. In fact, some people are struggling and not even knowing they're struggling. They're not doing well, but thinking they're doing well. Many believers get filled up with God to a certain point, and then they stop seeking him. Well, I'll go make a pit stop this Sunday morning and get filled, and then I'm going to go around the track a couple of times until next week. Hopefully by that time I still got some fumes left in the tank. How many know you got to eat daily? Amen. Israel had to gather the manna how often? Daily. Amen. And God provided, right, an abundance of everything they had need of, and water. I mean, he is our living water, isn't he? If you and I were to seek treasure, hidden treasure, it's going to take time. It's going to take effort. All right? It's going to take sacrifice. You're going to have to sacrifice some things so that you can commit yourself to finding this hidden treasure. Amen? Some of those guys, these treasure hunters, they go to great expense because they know that there may be an investment, there may be a sacrifice initially, but if I find the treasure, it's going to be more than well worth it. Amen? And so there's going to be a necessary sacrifice of our time and our resources to seek the Lord for what he has for us. Jesus said, seek and you shall find. He did say ask, but he also said seek. We have to seek the Lord. Jesus said in Matthew 13:44, again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. What does he do? He says, I know there's something great here. Amen. I've got to get that field. Amen. I'll sell everything I have to get that field, because if I get that field, I'm going to be a wealthy man. Amen. How many know that what God is offering you is superior to what the world will ever offer you? How many know it's worth the sacrifice, amen, to receive from what God has for you? Our Lord Jesus, he gave up everything for us that he might redeem us. And so just as the Lord gave up his life for us, he wants us to live our lives for him, to live for him now. What we gain in eternity will far outweigh any earthly sacrifice. Sacrifice. Oh, sacrifice? You mean I have to give up something? I thought it's all free. Salvation is a gift. But listen, it costs the Lord Jesus everything. It came at the highest cost. So salvation was not free in that sense, that it required the sacrifice of Jesus for you and I to receive his gift. Amen. And Jesus said to his disciples, as the Father has sent me, now I am sending you. Walk in my footsteps. Live as I lived in this world. Represent me as an ambassador. To live like Jesus in this world means it's going to require a sacrifice of our time, our resources, of our life, amen, in this world, so that we may gain that which we cannot lose in eternity. Is that making sense? Anybody that's ever achieved anything in life has made some sacrifices for that achievement. If you want to be good at sports, you're going to have to work at it, amen, to get good at what you're doing. Whatever it might be, there is sacrifice required in order to accomplish anything that's of value. You know, a lot of times people don't value things is because they've been given it, you know, without understanding any cost. When you've had to work for something, it usually means a little bit more to you than if it was just given to you freely. And how many know, in order to seek the Lord, it requires me sacrificing my time, amen, and some resources maybe, so that I can have the time to seek the Lord. Are you hearing me? This, you will get out of this what you put into it. If you don't pray, you won't have power. If you don't discipline yourself to sacrifice or humble yourself, amen, then you're not going to receive what God has for you, because God invites you. But if you don't respond to the invitation, you're not going to receive what you need, because God knows that you need Him. But He doesn't force you to come. He invites you to come. And He opened the way for us through His cross. Amen. The way into the holiest is now open. We can come with confidence, with boldness to the throne of grace because of Jesus' blood, of what He did for us. Amen. But it means that we have to deny self, to set ourselves to seek the Lord. You remember Daniel? The Bible says that he set himself to seek the Lord. An angel didn't appear to Daniel and said, "Daniel, you need to seek me." Daniel knew that he needed God. He got desperate. Amen. He needed God to intervene on behalf of him and the people. Amen. So Daniel made the determination, made the decision, "I'm going to set myself to seek the Lord. I'm going to sacrifice my time and maybe some of the things that I would want to do, that I might be in a position to receive from God that which I really need, that will sustain me." God doesn't want weak Christians. He doesn't want wimpy Christians. He doesn't want half-hearted, devoted Christians. Come on, somebody. When you stop receiving, by the way, you stop growing. Some people, they get to a place, you say, "Well, I've had enough. I'm good. I'm just going to park it right here, and I'm going to ride out the rest of my life right here where I've been in my stale, lifeless, listless, come on, powerless, IV drip condition." When God is saying, you don't have to live like that. Why are you living like a pauper when you can come to me and receive, amen, from heaven, and all my resources are freely given because you're my sons and my daughters, and I want to have some time with you. Amen? And I want to give you, hallelujah, some good gifts, all right? How many know it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom? But good things come to those who wait, and those who are willing to take the time to sacrifice, amen, that they may receive what the Lord has, understanding that without Him we can do nothing. Do you want to see God's presence? Do you want to see God's miracles? You want to see His glory? You want to see more? How many believe there's more? Don't get satisfied. "Well, we had that happen and this thing happened." God says there's so much more, but you're going to have to come. And you have to ask, you have to seek, and you're going to have to knock. Amen. And if the door is open to you, man, it's going to just be amazing what God does. Are you hearing me? It requires sacrifice. Jesus taught us sacrifice. And He told His disciples to follow His example. Jesus had to sacrifice. He had to get alone with the Father. He had to take time out. Amen. To be alone with the Father. He had to deny Himself the things that He probably in His natural man wanted to do in this world, because He was on a divine mission to accomplish the Father's will. And that means He had to lay down His life in this world. Amen. To obey the Father and to enter into glory again. Amen. And He said, "Follow my example." The world around us is crumbling. People are falling apart. People are dying. People are going to hell. And we have the answer. Jesus is the answer. But we can't go in our own resources, in our own intellect. You can't go to a seminar and learn how to be a soul winner. You need to go to Jesus. Amen. He's the master. And the master soul winner and the Holy Spirit is the one that will show you what you can do. Amen. For him. How to do it. We got to come to the place where we really honestly can say, without him, I can do nothing. Oh, I can do a program. All I got to do is follow the book. But there's no life in a program. There's only life in Christ. Life in the Holy Spirit. So God says, I want my people to come and dine at my table. Amen. And to drink till they are overflowing. Till you're full. Amen. Not just full, but what? Overflowing. God wants overflowing Christians. And again, many believers, they get filled up with God to a certain point, and then they stop seeking him. I'm going to say it again. When you stop receiving from God, you stop growing. And when you stop growing, you start backsliding. When you stop receiving from the Lord, you stop growing. And when you stop growing, you start backsliding. Why? He is our life. And without him, we can do nothing. We can bear no fruit. This is an ongoing relationship that requires a sacrifice of myself to be in position to receive from God for the work that he's called me to do. How many would believe that God has a plan for your life? He has a mission for you, amen? It's specific, it's tailored for you, but you can't do that, amen, just running on fumes. 3,000 years ago, Solomon built the temple of God on earth. And on the day of dedication, how many remember this? The priests of God offered up thousands of sacrifices. Thousands. In 2 Chronicles 5 and verse 4, so all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark. And then they brought up the ark, the tabernacle of meeting, and all the holy furnishings that were in the tabernacle. The priests and the Levites brought them up. And also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel who were assembled with him before the ark were sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be counted or numbered for multitude. This was an extravagant offering, an extravagant sacrifice before the Lord. And look what happens in 2 Chronicles 5:13. Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and the singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. What were they doing? Praising and thanking the Lord. How many know every one of us here should be praising and thanking the Lord? And when they lifted up their voices with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever, that the house of the Lord was what? Filled with a cloud. The glory of God came. How intense was this manifestation of God's power so that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud? I love this. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. God wants to take you and I into a place where we're at rest, and our house is so filled with the glory of God that we're no longer striving. We're just being an expression of him. Wherever we go, amen, we are a diffuser of Christ. Ever get one of those little diffusers things? You put the sticks in there and the perfume, and it diffuses that fragrance. Well, we're supposed to be so immersed in the Lord that we are like that, amen, diffuser. Amen. Everywhere we go. Hallelujah. But it required sacrifice for them to be able to receive this type of move of God. Are you hearing me, somebody? So notice the connection. First the offerings, then the glory fell. The connection also between the enormity of the sacrifice and the glory that fell. Now, this principle applies, by the way, to the New Testament. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who... Oh, to diligently seek the Lord means there's a sacrifice required. A sacrifice of me, that I may pursue him. Galatians 6 and 7, how many know this? Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Verse 8, but for he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. You can't have God's glory and presence without sacrifice. You can't have God's glory and presence without sacrifice. Some people just want to come and hang out, amen, around God's people and be around the glory and splash in the pool and sample the pool a little bit. But God is calling us deeper. God wants us to go past the outer court into the holy place. He wants us to be immersed in Him to the degree, amen, that we ooze out Jesus everywhere we go. Amen. People are going to know that we have been with Jesus because the fruit will be obvious. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. You don't have to try to use your intellect to win people to Jesus. The Spirit of God will bear witness. You cannot be a vessel of God without offering your body back to God as a living sacrifice. If you want to see God's glory, lay your life on the altar. He needs something first to be offered. Are you hearing me? Give your life completely to Him so He can immerse you in His presence. Amen? That doesn't mean 20 years ago I gave my life completely, did you? Are you living your life for Him? If you're living your life for Him, then you've given your life completely to Him. Are you hearing me? He deserves the whole offering, guys. We're to offer our bodies back to Him as a living sacrifice. This is our reasonable service. We're called to this. Amen? And we can do nothing without Him, so He's asking us to come and to receive. And to do so, we have to sacrifice the things that maybe we want to do, that we may do the things that He wants to do, that we might put Him as the number one priority in our lives. How many know that if God is your number one priority, things will work out for you? It didn't mean that everything's going to be easy, but everything will work together for good. Remember in Genesis, God looked upon Abel with favor, but He rejected Cain's offering. Why? Because God looks upon the heart. He saw the heart of Abel. That Abel had given to the Lord his very best. Now, I know we can say, well, Cain brought the fruit of the ground and Abel brought the first thing and there was the sacrifice. And I understand that. But what God looks upon is the heart. The heart of the giver. God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. And that means we give our lives cheerfully back to Him for His service. And in the process of time, Genesis 4 and verse 3, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Verse 4, Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering. Now, we should always offer our very best to God. This is one of the main points I want to make this morning, guys, is that God deserves our best. Not our leftovers, not our spare change. But God deserves first. He deserves our very best. Are you giving God your very best? Ask yourself this question. Do I offer my best to God? Do I offer my best praise to God? Do I bring my best offering to God? Do I offer my best service to God? Let me say it again, but God does not accept half-hearted offerings or half-hearted service to Him. God did not respect Cain, but He respected Abel because He saw the heart of Abel, and Abel had given his very best to God. Are you hearing me? Solomon had given his very best to God. And God saw that, and He honored that with His presence. The Lord doesn't receive half-hearted praise. Somebody say amen. Half-hearted offerings, half-hearted service. The blessings we receive from the Lord are because of his goodness, because of his grace towards us. He gave us mercy when we should have received his wrath. In light of his great mercy, we should be willing to offer our best to him. Amen? That's what Colossians says in chapter 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. He's saying, give God your best. Give him your best offering, your best service, amen? Your best praise. Yeah. We are not entitled to anything. I know that comes to a shock to this generation, a lot in this generation, but we're not entitled to anything because we all began our journey from the foundation of being lost and without hope. However, because God loves us, he gave his son as an offering to pay our debt. And that is why it is our reasonable service to offer our lives back to him as a living sacrifice. There's a sacrifice required to receive the glory of God, to receive the favor of God, the blessing of God will be proportionate to your sacrifice, to what you're willing to give to God, what you're willing to give up for God. It's why in times where we fast and we pray and we have seasons, amen, we need from God, we need a move of God, we need to hear from God, we need an answer from God, and we bring before God our bodies, amen, and lay them down at the altar, and we make the sacrifice, amen, before God, that we're willing to give up these things that we may know his heart, his will, and may receive what he has that is superior to what we think we want, that we might be in position, amen, to be that blessing that God wants us to be in this world. You are blessed to be a blessing. We need the blessing of God. We need to be like Jacob, amen, that would wrestle with the angel of the Lord until daybreak. I won't let you go until you bless me. Why? Because without the blessing, we can't be a blessing. Without God, we can do nothing. The Jews in Malachi's day, they had the wrong attitude about serving God. The Lord's work had become an obligation to them rather than a joy. There's no longer a labor of love. There's no joy in their giving and their serving. They'd lost sight of the goodness of God, and they became ungrateful. And they no longer honored the Lord by giving him their very best. In other words, they said it's a weariness. It wearies us, the service of the Lord. I'm tired of it. So what did they do? They dishonored God by their half-hearted sacrifice and service. They dishonored him. Malachi 1:11, for from the rising of the sun even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name. And how many know that incense is speaking also of prayer and intercession? Amen? And a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you profane it, and that you say the table of the Lord is defiled, and its fruit, its food is contemptible. You also say, oh, what a weariness. And you sneer at it, says the Lord of hosts, and you bring the stolen, the lame, and the sick. Thus you shall bring an offering. Thus you shall bring an offering. Should I accept this from your hand? Says the Lord. What was happening is they were giving God cheap sacrifices. They were going, if you will, to the bargain basement and getting the cheap sacrifices from the market, amen, to bring to God. And God was insulted by that. Are you hearing me? That lack of reverence, and he deserves our very best. He says, oh, but cursed be the deceiver who has in his flock a male and takes a vow and sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is to be feared among the nations. In other words, the people got to a place where they despised the things of God and they became a weariness to him. He said in verse 6, a son honors his father, a servant his master. If then I am the Father, where is my honor? If I am a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts to you priests who despise my name. I was talking to a brother yesterday at the Glory Bond, and he was talking about how the Lord's heart is hurt so often because we deny, you know, him the time that he wants with us because we're too busy. In the New Testament, today, we are the royal priests of God. We are that priest. The church is a priesthood. You are a priest. First Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. This was the title that God gave to the Jews, his ancient people. And he's talking to the New Testament believer, the church, and he's saying, you in Christ are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. That what should we do? That we may proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. You know, we can't do that unless we're overflowing for him. We can't do anything without him. We cannot be effective, amen, in this world apart from the Lord, apart from his grace, apart from the ability that he supplies us by his Spirit. And in order to receive what God has, it's going to require a sacrifice of yourself, a sacrifice of your time, that you may get in the presence of God, spend time with him, amen, so that you will be fully prepared, amen, and endued with power from on high, so that you can be a diffuser in every place you go, amen. You're going to light up the night, hallelujah, because the Lord is going to be lighting upon you because you have been spending time in his presence. How many used to have those glow-in-the-dark toys and crosses when you were a kid? I had one of those. It was a cross. You'd hold it up to the light, right? And it would absorb the light, and then you'd put it on your wall and turn the light off, and it'd be really bright, a real bright cross. And many of you remember seeing those? Guys, that's why we need to spend time, are you hearing me, in the presence of the Lord, because we are actually to reflect the glory of God. Amen. We're not the source of the glory, but we are to reflect the glory, and we reflect the glory when we spend time in the glory, and he is the glory. Because I want to light up the night. When you've been in his presence, people are going to know. Remember, once again, they took note of Peter and John. They said, well, these guys have been with Jesus. There was something about them. They knew they had been with Jesus. Come on. Guys, we don't want to be like so many that just get filled up to a certain point and then they stop seeking the Lord. I have watched people drift over the years. And I know in my own life, if I don't guard myself, I will be just like that too. I've watched people drift because they disconnected from the Lord. They no longer had that heart that sought the Lord, that spent time with the Lord, that delighted in the Lord, that was a willing vessel, that was willing to give up anything that they may do the will of God. That somehow they got distracted, they got detoured, they got caught up in the things of this life, amen? And they became choked over all the busyness and the things that are going on, and they started to leak out, and their light started to go dim, amen? But let me tell you today, if there's an ember, if there's a coal left, amen? It's time to fan it into flame. Amen? It's time to get in the presence of God again. Hallelujah. And let Jesus light up your night. Amen? Light you up for him. Amen? Make you strong in him again. Hallelujah. So that your inner man, the man that's created in Christ Jesus, will overcome that outer man, that Adamic nature. Amen? And people will know you have been with Jesus. Oh. So good. He is so good. You want more God? You want more of His presence? You want to see the miracles of God in your life? You want His glory? Well, take advantage of the opportunity you have to come to Him. Hallelujah. Some of you have just been kind of sampling for a while. It's time to get out of the kiddie pool. Quit sampling. Amen? Quit dabbling with this thing. And give your life to Jesus. Watch what God will do. When God will set you on fire for Him. Hallelujah. If you've drifted, if you've kind of, the flame has gone down, has gone dim, it's time to revive. That's why we pray, Lord, revive us again. Fill our hearts with Your love. Amen. I need revival. We all need revival. Amen. Let's get over this spiritual high-mindedness and say, let's hum, bring, like the little girl said last week, bring it all down low. Amen. So God can exalt you. Oh, I don't know what people will think if I go down to the altar and admit that maybe I'm not all that spiritual. Get over yourself. Come on, somebody. I got to get over myself too. I'm going to invite you to come down to the altar, guys. Come on down. Hallelujah. We're going to spend some time here. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray for one another. Come on, somebody. Who's hungry? Let those who hunger come, amen, and eat. Those who thirst, let them come and drink. If you've been sampling these things, I want you to come. And let's just surrender your life to Jesus. If you've been backslidden, if you've fallen away, come back. Come back to the river and be refreshed. Quit playing around. Get into the deep end. Get over your pride. Get it under your feet so God can exalt you again. I've watched people, oh, they were so on fire, couldn't wait for the doors to be open to be here, wondering what's going to happen next. And somehow now it's just, oh, I've got too many things going on in my life. It's time to put those toys away, amen? And it's time to get right with God again. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to call on His name again. The Lord is here in the house. If you humble yourself, if you admit it, and you come, you humble yourself, He'll exalt you again. He'll refresh you. You don't have to go to the back to the beginning again. You just need to make a change. A little attitude adjustment. Lord, change my heart. Change my attitude. Break the yoke of the oppressor. Liberate me again. Set me free from all bondage. Lord, I plead Your blood over this congregation. The blood of Jesus Christ. We come against the oppressor. And we command you to loose God's people right now in Jesus' name. Satan, we reject you in Jesus' name. We command you, take your hands off God's people now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Come on, everybody, let's just sing it. Holy Spirit, You are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. We welcome You, Lord. Would you lift your hands and say, Lord, we just welcome You. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let Your glory fill this place. Let Your glory fill my heart. Lord, cleanse me. Lord, fill me. Lord, renew me again. Lord, revive me again. Set my heart on flame for You again, Lord Jesus. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Let's lift praise to God. Come on, there's no condemnation for anyone here. Amen. God's not in the condemnation business. He's in the reconciliation business. So be reconciled. Just come back. Yield yourself and let God exalt you. Let God change you. Let God liberate you. Quit resisting the Spirit of God. Yield yourself. Yield yourself to Him. Give up the fight. Surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. Let's lift our hands and say it again. I surrender. Do you give them all? I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Holy Spirit, You are welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, You are welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, You are welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, You are welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, You are welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and praise Him some more this morning. We give You praise, we give You glory, we give You honor, Lord. You are King of glory. Lord, let Your glory fill this room. Let Your glory cover us. Lord, break the yoke of the oppressor. Set the captives free, Lord. Humble the proud and exalt the humble. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give You glory, we give You praise, for You are worthy, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of it all, Lord. Hallelujah. From You are all things, and to You are all things. You deserve the glory. Yes, Lord God, the day is coming when every knee will bow to You, Lord, and every tongue will confess You as Lord Jesus. We say today, Lord, You are Lord. I declare that You are Lord. I confess You as Lord. The Bible says if you'll confess Him before men, God will confess you. Amen. The Lord Himself will confess you before the Father. But if you deny Him before men, you will also be denied before God. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Everyone singing to the Lord. God gave you a voice, then use it today. Hallelujah. 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 Sing it. again. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we love you. We bless you. We praise you. We exalt you. We magnify you. Be glorified. Be glorified, Lord, in the heavens. Be glorified in the earth. Uriata, let your glory fill your temple, Lord. I surrender. Hallelujah. He who will save his life will lose it. But he who will lose his life in this world for my sake in the gospel will find it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we surrender. Lift your hands. Say, Lord, once again, Lord, do you mean it? I surrender. I give you everything. I give you my past, my present, and my future. I give you my body, my soul, and my spirit. Lord, I give you everything. Lord, lit this temple. Be filled with your glory. Holy Spirit, rain down.